The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello. Good evening and welcome to KTQA Daily Briefing. Sorry for those of you who were tuned in right at the 6 o'clock hour, who were patiently waiting for us to come on air due to some production delays. We're a little bit delayed today, but it is Monday, July 20th at 6:18 p.m., and I'm very happy to be here with you, bringing you our KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and as always, state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can also text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with the pandemic-related stress that they might be experiencing as a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage stress. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. Again, that's 1-833-681-0211. A lot of those 211 numbers for that kind of resource and all kinds of good stuff that really connects you to a lot of things that maybe you might not even know exist or know that are out there in our state. We do have state-level news. Because as of today, July 20th, all indoor and outdoor live entertainment, including live music at restaurants and drive-in concerts, will be prohibited across the state due to the state experiencing the highest single-day case increases last week in coronavirus and the highest 7-day average case count since the pandemic began in January. All social gatherings for individuals in Phase 3 counties will be limited to 10 people, down from the previous allowance of 50. All social gatherings for individuals in Phase 2 counties, which includes Pierce and King counties, and all Phase 1 counties will continue to be limited to 5 people per week. Examples of social gatherings include book clubs, barbecues, picnics, parties of any kind, baby showers, social clubs, garage sales, gatherings on beaches, or gatherings in parks. Exceptions at this time include spiritual services, weddings, and funerals. The governor warned that the increased restrictions may be a forerunner to additional rollbacks, and he stated that we cannot rule out the potential for another stay-home order this year, and perhaps not in the too-distant future. The Secretary of Health has returned all applications from counties whose applications were put on pause or pending review before the statewide pause on phase movement went into effect, because 4 weeks will have passed before the earliest possible date that permission might be granted for a county to move forward a phase, and virus rates will likely have changed. The nearest county whose application was turned back is Kitsap County. The Secretary of Health urges Washingtonians to stay home as much as possible regardless of what phase your county is in, and also to severely limit the number of people that you interact with in person, practice good hygiene and hand washing, and wear masks. Here in Pierce County, where our Pierce County Health Officer has hinted that we may be rolling back to phase 1 or 1.5 if our viral numbers do not get under control, there is some other news that you can participate in staying connected with the community, because the Pierce County Fair is accepting online entries for consideration to earn virtual ribbons this year. The deadline to enter is this Friday, July 24th at 10 p.m. Entries are welcome in the categories of arts, photography, floral, sewing, needle arts, foods, and other categories. go to PierceCountyFair.com for more information on virtual entries for the fair. Moving on to Tacoma news, the City Council will hold its weekly meeting tomorrow, July 21st at 5 p.m. via Zoom. It will be broadcast in real time on TV Tacoma at tvtacoma.com and on the city's Facebook Live account. The city is offering a virtual workshop this Wednesday, July 22nd, 2 to 4 p.m. for business owners, aspiring business owners, and tax preparers. Topics include tax classifications and how they apply to your business, minimum thresholds that apply before filing is required, completion and online filing for tax returns and license renewals, and Tacoma's paid sick leave and minimum wage laws. You can register by calling 253-591-5252 or sign up online at cityoftacoma.org under the Government tab. Look for Tax and License Workshops. The city is also offering a workshop for residents called Budget in the Time of COVID-19 to advise on how the city's funds should be prioritized in light of a projected $67 million deficit for the 2021-2022 budget year. Participants will use an interactive tool to indicate what resources and services are important to them. The budget workshop is this Thursday, July 23rd, from 6 to 7:30 p.m., and it's via Zoom. You can find the login information and the call-in numbers on the city's Facebook page under Events. Anyone can try out the budget tool online at tacomawa.abalancingact.com. Or fill out the surveys for resident priorities at cityoftacoma.org/budget development. There are numerous free testing sites throughout our region. For Seattle locations, if you're up north, you can visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For locations in King County, outside of Seattle, visit kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week, there are pop-up testing events that include tomorrow, July 21st, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Catholic Community Services at 5050 South Tacoma Way. On Wednesday, July 22nd, from noon to 7 p.m., there will be a testing event at the Steilacoom Farmers Market on Lafayette Street between Wilkes and Pacific. On Thursday, July 23rd, there are two testing events. The first is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Graham Fire Station number 91 at 10012 187th Street East. The second one runs 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Multicultural Child and Family Hope Center at 2102 South 23rd Street in Tacoma. Patients, of course, can also call their healthcare providers for tests. Some of the testing sites offer rapid test results, while others have a 48-hour or 5 to 7-day turnaround time. The health department reports that around 20% of COVID tests being done in Washington State are being delayed because of national shortages of lab supplies like chemicals and plastic vials and pipette tips. The department advises those needing fast results to call the testing sites to see if in-state labs are the ones doing analysis, since in-state labs are seeming to have more rapid turnaround times than large out-of-state labs. We've also heard here at KTQA, well, at our home, that the testing sites are being very well attended and testing events are being very well attended. So definitely call in advance, because in many locations or in some circumstances, you may not be able to just walk up and get a test, but you need to pre-register and have a 15-minute or a 20-minute time slot that is assigned to you. Some of the testing events are drive up and do the test from your car. They many times can also accommodate walk-up individuals. I imagine the one at the Steilacoom Farmers Market will be a walk-up as well. So definitely avail yourselves of the testing sites if you are in one of the high-risk categories of groups, even if you don't have symptoms. That's according to our State Secretary of Health and our county's health officer. And those high-risk groups include Alaskan Pacific Islander, individuals from the Black and Latinx or Latino communities, Alaskan Native and Native American communities. Those that have also been in contact with many people or those who have tested positive for COVID should also get a test. And those who are experiencing any kinds of the COVID symptoms are also encouraged by health department officials to get a test. If you've missed any of those phone numbers or any of those URLs that I've mentioned today, or any of the ones that we've said in a previous daily briefing, you can find all of the things that we read out as part of our list of bulletins and resources on our website, which is daily.ktqa.org. You can just click on the title of every episode, and it will pop up all the resources and things that we've read out. There will be links that are clickable straight from there, and you can see the phone numbers from there. We definitely want you to be able to access those kinds of resources. And so if you are listening on the radio and may not have an internet device or a computer, you can also give us a call. Our phone number is 253-330-8821. We'd be happy to help you if you call, and we'd be happy to get back to you. If you need to leave a voicemail, then we will get back to you. If you want to text us there, we'll get back to you as well. And we do appreciate our listeners who do interact with us as we stay home as well. Sam and I definitely appreciate being connected with our listeners and the community. Special shout out to all of the residents and caretakers at University Place Rehab Center. I know that we have some listeners there, and we definitely appreciate you guys, and we appreciate your caretakers and medical staff as well. And now for today's interview. I'm really excited about this one because it's something I've been partaking in as a resident of Tacoma, and I'm just excited to share these kinds of things with you. So without further ado, here is today's interview. I'm excited today to be speaking with David Thompson. He is the director and founder of Food is Free Tacoma and Food is Free Washington. He's also a commissioner on the Sustainable Tacoma Commission, a board member on the South End Neighborhood Council, and a WSU Pierce County Master Gardener intern. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
So Tacomans are increasingly seeing these really pretty signs in neighborhoods, maybe next to sort of median strip gardens or front yard gardens or tables announcing food is free. And so I'm excited to talk with you about that. Can you tell us about the program and the movement?
Well, Food is Free is about promoting front yard gardening and putting up sharing tables in the neighborhoods. The idea is to build community through sharing your food and other objects at the table. It was founded in 2012 by John Van Dusen Edwards. It traveled around the world, started in his little front yard, and traveled all the way around the world. It was really big in Australia, came back to Texas, and then from there I discovered it in 2015 and put a little table up out in front of my house, and we've grown from there.
That's pretty awesome, especially at this time when, well, a lot of folks have taken up gardening for the first time, perhaps, had a lot of support for home gardens during our pandemic, where our work schedules and schooling and things like that have been really altered. We've seen kind of an explosion of, you know, backyard gardens, front yard gardens in general in Washington and in our region. How have people been interfacing with the Food is Free movement in Tacoma?
Oh, the group is growing. It's moving really, really quickly. You're right. A lot of people have discovered that we have a weakness in our food supply system and that they need to take their security in their own hands to grow their own food.
Well, what makes it different from, say, like a food bank or other distribution network that maybe can balance meals and nutritional requirements and distribute food boxes that has a little bit of everything? What makes Food is Free sharing tables different from that?
Well, because it's mostly stuff that you've grown yourself. What you're going to find out is a lot of these new gardeners, they're going to find out that it's easy to plant way too much and grow way too much food and not have anything to do with it. It's really hard to get rid of it. You know, you try and give it to your friends and your neighbors, and if you just put it on a table, and allow all the neighborhood to come up and choose it, then it'll go faster. You're never going to grow enough in your own house to really support a food bank. Food banks, they're requiring, 50 to 100 pounds of apples. Its chances are you're not going to have that many in a smaller urban setting like that.
What motivated you personally to found a Food is Free movement in Tacoma and then take on the Washington State Network?
Well, what I did is, I'm like most home gardeners. I started out with a little 300 square foot garden. And within a couple of years, it was 2,000 square feet. So I'd gotten totally out of control, was growing way, way too much stuff. And I couldn't get rid of it. I kept trying to get my family to come over and pick stuff up, and nobody would come pick stuff up. And pretty soon I was canning and pickling, and I had jars all over the house, and it was just way too much. So I called the local food program up here in town, and I had 50 pounds of tomatoes, and I offered to take them the 50 pounds of tomatoes, and I was turned down. So I found Food is Free over the off season that year. I said, well, the next year I'm going to set up a table and just do it myself. And that's what I did.
How does it work? I mean, if we see one of those Food is Free signs, do we need to have any kind of, affiliation? Do we need to be from that neighborhood? Or is it just really out there to be given?
They're for everybody. There's no questions asked. It's for everybody. They're for the people of Tacoma.
For those of us that maybe aren't experiencing food insecurity, would it be something that we should avail ourselves of?
There's plenty for everybody. No. Why not? Why not enjoy it? If you never had a fresh-grown homegrown tomato, why not enjoy it? It's right there on the table. You won't be able to buy that in the store. Get introduced to new vegetables like kohlrabi. And there's all kinds of things that you could be introduced to on those tables that you really won't find in the store. So why not? Just participate. If you've got extra, bring it out to the table. If you feel that you need to leave something for picking something up, then leave something on the table. But they're for everybody.
So I'm just thinking about myself. I'm not really an experienced gardener, but I do have a wildly overgrown rosemary bush. So something like that, I could create lots of snippings and then bring it to maybe one of the neighborhood tables that I see. Do I need to even contact the person?
No. Just as long as you're not dropping off dairy or perishable stuff, it's fine.
Understood. And then just before the pandemic really took hold in Washington, you expanded to link all of the different Washington sites together. Can you explain a little bit? Because maybe some of our listeners, may be tuning in online and may live outside of Tacoma, the Tacoma area. So how do you get linked in your particular area if you don't have a Food is Free movement or group in your town?
Well, Food is Free is an open source program. So anybody can start a chapter. Anybody could start one. They could use the logo. They could use any of the information off of the website and start their own chapter. What I'm trying to do is I'm developing Food is Free Washington. And what that'll be is a fiscal sponsor for any of the Food is Free Washington State chapters that want a fiscal sponsor. A fiscal sponsorship is, instead of getting a 501c3 designation from the IRS, the fiscal sponsor will have that designation, and then they'll loan their legals and tax liability to that little project. The little project could, and in turn, be able to apply for grants and have tax-deductible donation without actually having to do the arduous 501c3 paperwork.
Very cool. It does, though, seem that it's pretty grassroots and ground up, so I'm not really certain what kind of the costs would be associated with it until I was actually looking at the Facebook page and I saw that recently you had a very large action that required some caravanning of hundreds of pounds of food from one region, I think up north, down to distribute to the sharing tables down here in Tacoma. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, that's what I've done is we're working in connection with East West Food Rescue and Farmer Frog up in Woodinville. East West Food Rescue is buying excess produce from the farmers that have lost out because of the restaurants and the institutions closing. There's a lot of produce out there right now that's going to go to waste. So East West has been buying it at rock bottom prices and then giving them to Farmer Frog. And Farmer Frog, in turn, has been distributing them all throughout mostly northern Washington. But we've been going up to Woodinville and picking up there. I pick up anywhere, whatever we could carry, to be anywhere from a ton and a half this last week to 32 tons the other, about a month ago. We'll pick that up on Thursday, haul it down from Woodinville down here to Tacoma, and then we distribute it out to all the Food is Free chapters and tables. And people just generally, I just allow the public just to come up, pick it up right here at the tables.
It's a pretty amazing additional support that's there in our food distribution chain to make sure that we can try and eliminate as much food scarcity as possible, especially as folks have been experiencing some insecurity with jobs, with housing prices as they are, and with a lot of the unknowns, and kids home all the time since March. And with it looking like kids may not be going back to school in a traditional way starting in a few weeks. One of the things that comes to mind for me is that as you look into our food supply chain in the United States, so much of our produce and our meats come either from abroad, where maybe there aren't as strict working protections for farm workers, or they come from labor that is sourced from incarcerated individuals. So something that comes to mind for me is that this could be a really cool way to think and consume a little bit more ethically for those that are interested in looking at where their produce comes from and what kinds of things that that they're supporting. Has that come to mind at all for you, or was it really just, I have excess in my own garden?
Well, it started with I have excess in my own garden. But as you think about the project and you think about the goal of building community, there's so many wonderful aspects to it. And you're right. You're right. There's a real thing with our food system. And it is they're using a lot of prison labor for some of it. And by growing your own food and making sourcing local food, you're not supporting that type of stuff. A lot of this, I mean, if you think about it, when you're shipping a banana from South America to come up here so you can have a fresh banana, how much fossil fuel did that take to get that banana up here? Let's go with locally sourced food so it cuts down on the fossil fuels.
Well, certainly if we know that it's coming from our own gardens, then we know exactly who is tending to it, who's putting in that hard work, and who's putting in that labor of love. Hopefully not under duress, unless some parents have their kids out there doing some hands-on learning in the absence of in-person schooling. So, David, it seems like, well, providing food for our neighbors should be a no-brainer. It's lovely. It brings community together. But it's not without its little bits of controversy here and there. I was reading about how one of the gardens that was started by not residents, but by a group of business owners in downtown Tacoma is actually come under fire a little bit because of where it's located and how it was erected. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I can. That's the little Corona Victory Garden. It's on Commerce right at 7th, just where the train ends. It was just a little space, and they left a bunch of weeds growing in a little space that had been there for, 7-8 months without nothing getting done to it. The business owners decided to cut all the weeds down and build a little victory garden there. And the idea was it was for the neighborhood there and to just give the stuff away. It didn't really, they weren't growing for their own selves. They were just growing for the neighborhood. And just to give people an idea and in a sense that we can get through our resiliency with this coronavirus. Well, they got a citation from the city telling them they have to remove it through code enforcement. And what we're doing is we're fighting the city to keep that little Corona garden in there. We're asking people to write their city council members and tell them that we want to keep the Corona Victory Garden. And moreover, that we want them to support urban agriculture. Urban agriculture is so important for our city. There's a lot of budget cuts coming up. We have the two-year budget that's coming up right now. And if we don't do something about this to try and keep the city from cutting urban agriculture, we're going to have real problems coming down the road. We need to support ourselves, and we need to shorten our supply chain. And we need to ask the city to support this urban agriculture.
Definitely something to look into. The Corona Victory Garden down at 7th and Commerce. certainly something that brings at least visual interest and joy to those that may be walking around downtown. And we can't forget that there are folks residing downtown. Even as businesses may be struggling, there are definitely folks that are in mixed housing. There are residents there, and there's no grocery store immediately in downtown. So it seems to me, again, that no-brainer of being able to provide that joy, that interest, that way for community to come together, and a way to have super quick access to some fresh produce.
Absolutely.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, what do you like best about Tacoma, David?
I love this city. I'm not from here. I'm from California, but I came up here in 98, and I just absolutely love this city. I love its whole gardening culture. You can walk the streets of Tacoma, and the sidewalk gardens are just incredible. I found one up in Stadium District yesterday. They had bamboo and exotic trees, and it was just amazing. It was absolutely amazing, the work and the effort that people put into it. We have a real gardening culture in this city, and I think we really need to highlight it.
At some point in the spring, I thought to myself as I was going along my own walks in Hilltop, that we could probably feed the entire neighborhood on wild brassica alone. Just all of the broccolis and kohlrabis and kale plants that have just kind of gone wild, taken over even from beyond the little sidewalk boxes into just all sorts of places. So it is definitely something that I've noticed and that I really appreciate. Now, where can people go to learn more about Food is Free? You're online and on social media, right?
Yes. Social media, I have Instagram, which would be Tacoma Urban Farmer. Facebook would be Food is Free Project Tacoma. We have a Facebook group and a page. There's also a page for Food is Free Washington. Twitter would be Food is Free Tacoma without the A. And then the website would be www.foodisfree253.com.
We can just keep an eye out for the white posters with black lettering saying food is free, and avail ourselves of some nice fresh produce at our neighborhood tables.
Yep, there's 48 locations right now and more coming on all the time.
Ooh, is there a map to show where those locations might be?
Yes, the map is on the main webpage.
Wonderful. Well, David, thank you so much for joining me today for KTQA Daily Briefing.
Thank you.
And happy gardening and happy eating. David Thompson is the director and founder of Food is Free Tacoma and Food is Free Washington. Dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821. You can call us or text us. This is Becky. Thank you for joining me for KTQA Daily Briefing.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.